Good afternoon, St. Louis. DGS on KMOX. Happy Wednesday to you. A few minutes past 1 p.m. We're off tomorrow for our last time. Boy, the end of the baseball season means so much more when you're on KMOX. It's always a little sad, but now it's like, damn it.
No more free days off.
I'm just going to miss the games. I bet I have missed watching 5 games the whole season. Yeah. Which is so different for me. Before KMOX, I was the type of fan that like, hey, how are the Cardinals doing? Oh, they're, that kind of thing. Now I watch pretty much every game.
That's a lot of baseball. A lot of baseball. And for people who don't cover it, I mean, you get the diehard fans that will tune in every night. But, I mean, still, if you're watching 150 games a year, oh, my God.
That's why that's a lot. Love playoff baseball. Like, it is manageable to me. It's a bummer that the Cardinals aren't in the playoffs, but I will absolutely be watching a ton of baseball because, as I said this before, I love cold baseball.
Yeah.
I love it.
I love turtleneck baseball.
Yes. Yes. It's so much fun. And like I said, I am bummed the Cardinals aren't in it, but I will still watch it. It's so fun.
For me, it's childhood because I just remember so well being 10, 12, 13 years old. And it was everything. It was, October and the holidays. And like I said, them wearing turtlenecks. It just I loved it.
And even in the last 20 years, it's just been automatic that, well, I'm going to need a coat by the end of the baseball season.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to find something warm to wear for those October games.
Yeah.
And now,
Well, you'll still watch, Kevin, won't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every game, as many as I can.
Isn't it fun, though? Why is it so fun when it's cold?
Well, I think it's because the games are important, right? You grow up with the connotation that cold baseball is the most important baseball.
Yeah.
And when you see that, it's like, yep, World Series time, man. Let's go.
And this may sound dumb, but there's a smell. There's like a cold baseball
smell. At the ballpark, yes.
Yes, yeah. I love that.
That's one of the best things about being at the ballpark is just the smell of it.
Oh, yeah.
Just everything about it.
I think the climate's different at the ballpark. Mm-hmm. There's something about being inside the ballpark.
Yeah.
Even though it's open air.
Yeah.
It just feels like there's something happening in this space that's not happening on 8th Street.
And the other part of the playoff thing, too, is like, The crowds, the stadiums are all full. It's not a half-empty stadium anywhere. It's full stadiums. The energy level is unbelievable.
That's a great point. The signs, the cheering. It's the whole vibe. Also, memories. Like, I got to go to a World Series game in 2006, which feels like yesterday, but it's not. And I remember wearing a puffy coat. The first time I had to wear a puffy coat to a baseball game because it was in the 30s.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it just brings back all those fun memories.
It was I got here August of 06.
Mm-hmm.
So right after that, obviously the Cardinals made the run and they sent me to go on the road for the World Series into Detroit. And it was the worst setup, right? Because the auxiliary press box was
probably way down the...
No, it was in the right field seats.
Yeah.
Like out in the bleachers in the seats. And it was like 34 degrees and raining the whole time. I had the radio gear under a garbage bag just to keep it from getting wet. And I'm like under the garbage bag doing whatever, sports open line, all that. Like in the lead up to the game. Because there's nowhere else to do it. You're out there live broadcasting in the rain and the cold. And you're like, you know what? It's still pretty cool.
So there were other press out there sitting next to you?
Yep.
Were they all looking at you because you're so loud?
No. They had headphones on.
He was on multiple stations, not
on purpose. Yeah, right. There's a little bleed over. WJR was hearing me.
The Kevin Wheeler Radio Network.
Yeah.
Speaking of baseball and embarrassing, we had Ozzie Smith on earlier in the week.
Oh, man. Gosh.
And
I had forgotten about this.
Wait. Did he tell you?
He did.
Oh.
He did.
About the autograph?
He did. But he says he says that you're lying.
I am not lying.
He said your version will be worse than it actually was.
Bro, I was going to bring this up yesterday.
He was so excited. Yeah, you were so excited to tell me the story when I got back.
Yep. So I'm in the office after our show. After we,
Ranji, you look like a kid on Christmas.
Oh, my
dude.
God. We get. Oh, my God.
So
oh, my God. Have you told this on air yet?
No.
Oh, okay. So.
So
we get done with the show. We get done with the Dave Glover Hour, and Pajeski and I are sitting in the office. You know, the office that we all share.
Mm-hmm.
And don't you?
I'm listening.
We hear Andrew's voice down, and I'll get Pajeski to come in here and back this up. But we hear
he doesn't know anything, and he's got a butt kicking on the way anyway. Go on.
He's right. This work environment is toxic. So we hear Andrew walking down the hallway. You had just finished your interview with Ozzy, and Ozzy is following him, obviously. And you hear Andrew say, you know, Mr. Smith, it is every child's dream.
No, cram it.
To
no,
get,
no.
To ask no. a Hall of Famer such as you.
No, I said boy. I didn't say child.
Every boy's whatever. It's every young boy's dream.
I did not see. What
to
did
get
I
an
say?
Opportunity.
What did I say, Dave?
To ask a legend such as you for your autograph.
That is so
would you
not
please,
at all what I said.
If you don't mind, sir, sign this baseball for us.
A Charles Dickens novel?
And Pajeski and I.
God forbid I show a little respect to a guest, Chris.
And
need I say what you texted me last night?
It was so over the top.
Need I say?
It was so over the top. Like,
well,
oh
I didn't
my
want to
God.
Ask him.
All
I
you had
nervous.
To do was say, hey, Mr. Smith, would you mind signing this? This is for my whoever, dad, nephew,
well,
cousin, whatever.
Nervous.
And my God, I'm sure Ozzy was like, just give me the damn ball.
Come on, he was.
What's with all the.
Look, I'm not the kind of person who asks for stuff like that.
So I didn't hear about it until lunch today. But Rach told me the day of.
Well, I was like, I don't want to tell you what happened.
Yeah,
I wanted to
she knows,
unfold
so,
on the air.
Ozzy and I.
I saw you telling him that, by the way, right after I told you.
Well, I was like,
come on now.
But I didn't tell him what happened. I just said, we
Ozzy
have a treat waiting for us.
I could see you laughing, and then I saw him laughing. And I was like, come on now.
He and I aren't friends the way Bulger and I are friends, but I'm better friends with Ozzy than I am with most athletes. Like, we've known each other for a few years. And Rach knows this, and she goes, she was pretty happy, too. She's like, did Andrew tell you what he said to Ozzy? And I go, no, what? And she goes, it's pretty cringe.
I'm going to tell you, it was so pathetic.
Oh,
it was
I don't like
so,
that word.
I mean, well, it
this?
Was. It was. It was just so embarrassing.
So what do you say you said?
I mean, basically that, but like a little better. It was a little less street urchin begging for a halfpenny.
I was thinking street urchin.
Yeah.
Sure.
Could I have more, please?
It was a little less Oliver Twist and a little more regular human guy.
I just think it's funny that he said it was every boy's dream. I'm like,
dude,
you're not a boy.
That.
You're a 34-year-old man.
I was practicing it.
Because I heard those few words come out of his mouth. I'm like, where's he going with that?
And I asked him at lunch. I said,
I didn't know they would be able to hear me down the.
He's gonna,
did you have this prepared? He goes, yeah, I workshopped it a little bit.
Yeah, I was working on it.
Far be it from me, sir, to think that someone as lowly as I should even, venture to make such a request to
the poor guy
as
gets bugged with this stuff
you,
all
sir.
The day, all day long, I'm sure.
That's
and
why
I was
he
like, well,
care.
I feel.
As you see, I purchased a ball.
I feel
it was all my toppings.
I felt guilty asking about it in a place where he wouldn't maybe
would you
expect
sign me ball?
Papa, we are so pleased.
I can promise you guys that is not nearly the most awkward interaction Ozzy's ever had.
I don't know. He said, well, Andrew said Ozzy was like, give me the damn ball.
Yeah. Yeah, just come on, man. Just
yeah,
stay, come on,
he was not like, sounds great. He was like, I don't even know what you, half of what you said.
Sounds great.
I heard ball. Do you have a pen?
I love it.
And then I gave him a Sharpie, and he was like, well, I can't do anything with this. And I was like, oh, I didn't know that.
Not on a baseball, no.
You hand him a highlighter.
Yeah, I was like, well, how am I supposed to know?
A mechanical pencil, maybe?
And then he shook hands, and he said, I am never washing this hand again. Right to Ozzy's face.
What show was that from when we were kids? Somebody did that. Was that a Brady Bunch
thing
or something?
It's a common thing, I think. Common joke.
Oh, my gosh.
Andrew, it was pretty cute.
That's adorable.
And then Chris was like, that's not even the most embarrassing thing you've done today. And I said, well, I don't hear that either. I'm not happy about that either.
I'll bet you that if I talk to Ozzy, I'm like, hey, I understand my producer had you sign a ball. He'd be like, oh, man.
Yeah, of course he would.
You think when they left, when he left, he's like, what was wrong with that guy?
Yeah, then I like walked him out and stuff, and then I like, ugh. So he was going up in the garage,
And he wasn't sure where the elevator was, and I didn't know how to explain it. So I was like, I'll take you. And he's like, all right, that's fine.
I would prefer to figure this out myself.
It's everybody's dream to lead the Hall of Famer to the elevator, sir.
What if he sat at the gate trying to get out for an hour, but he's like, I'm not going back up there to talk to him.
Well, it's way better than being too rude. I mean, I'd rather him be overly...
It was a nice effort.
I wanted to err on the side of being overly nice.
Now, calling yourself a little boy, Ozzie Smith.
Every boy's dream.
Isn't that what I said? I said Chris is going to say, I said little boy, and I didn't.
You said every boy.
It's every boy's
dream. He's going to say, I said every little boy's dream.
Yeah, but that's not better. You still said every boy.
It's a little better. It's a little bit better.
It was every boy's dream to get you. And Ozzy goes, "What are you? Aren't you 35? What are you talking about?"
He's like, "Oh, can I meet the boy?"
Oh my God!
You tell that boy. I hope he gets well real soon.
That is so adorable.
Oh my God.
Oh.
I thought I had gotten away with this, and then at lunch, Dave was like, "Oh, hey, what did you say to him?" I was like, "Oh, man."
So Rachel told you about it?
Yeah, he texted me, and he did say that you heard him, and he was not looking forward to
it. The reason that Chris is surprised by that is because I basically told Chris at knife point, "Don't you ever tell anyone this happened," and then I realized...
You just guaranteed it.
Well, and not even that. It was never not going to happen, but I was like, all right, so what I actually need to do, what I actually need to do is I need to get out in front of the story.
I was gone for 17 years.
I need to own it so that I control,
Try to control the narrative.
Yeah, then I have control over what actually happened, not this little boy crap.
I was gone for 17 years. I walked through the door, and Raj, his eyes were twinkling. He goes, "You're never going to believe what Andrew did."
And I knew. I walked in maybe 6 minutes after Amy did yesterday at 9:06 a.m., and I knew. I could just tell by Raj's face that he had already told her. I could just tell. I was like, oh, okay, excited. Here we go.
It's every boy's dream.
Can I have more, sir?
What did Pajeski say?
He just laughed at him. Like, what the hell was that?
Pajeski knows he's on thin ice anyway, so he won't.
What's your beef?
He couldn't
Matt?
Go.
Yeah.
Just that I could beat him up, probably. If I had
Producer fight.
Wait, you're mad at him because you could beat him up?
No, I'm not mad at him. He knows to not push it too far.
What a strange thing to say. You picked out one particular coworker
who's not on your show. It's not like you work together every day.
Right, yeah.
Who's 10 years younger and 6 inches taller.
Yeah.
You just don't think he's that tough.
The height don't matter that much. Weight's more important than height.
Like if you fell on him?
Shamey
is back.
Oh, man.
Shamey's back.
She got shamier in the ass.
Wow.
No.
You got as judgy as the French.
What the hell's the matter with you?
Well, that's what he was saying. We have these off-air conversations.
Now you've heard him.
Yeah, kind of, actually.
No, you said that. Oh, my gosh.
That I was going to fall on him?
Yes, you said if you fell on him, you like that's how you beat him. That it was the weight.
No, I don't. That's not what that means.
You are a terrible person.
It's awkward now. I'm sorry.
A little bit. Get the rush going.
Damn.
DG and KMOX. All right, we worked it all out. Everyone's fine, right?
Yeah.
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 Evidently not.
No, I'm fine.
Wheeler went to Cracker Barrel last night. And said, "Do you want any vintage candy?" And we're like, "Yeah, of course we do." And he brought a Chunky Bar. You familiar?
Remember those?
I only know them from Seinfeld.
Oh, I haven't had one of those since I was a kid, maybe.
I've never had one.
Really?
And I've always wanted one. Here, this is like a Mandela effect thing.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that these had raisins. Like, all of them have raisins?
Yeah.
I thought they were just a big chunky.
Yeah.
They have peanuts and raisins.
Yeah, they're so good.
So
I didn't know that.
And the thing that was unique about them when you got them when you were a kid, like they're the first chocolate bar, like it's thick. Like, normally they're the thin little, like, you know, the Hershey's bar type things.
Dave's reaction to stuff happening is usually pretty muted. Like, if you present him with, like, a chunky bar,
right.
He goes, like, he's oh, like, very cool. Oh, chunky, how about that? And when you laid that thing on the table, Dave was like, ah, oh, chunky!
I know.
The visual
Well, that
it.
Was the whole idea, right? I was like, you're at a place where... It's one of the only places you'll find some of these kinds of candies, right? You're not going to find them at, like, Walgreens or QT or anything. Rachel,
why does it have
those?
To have raisins?
Oh,
why are you
know.
Putting
it's,
raisins
it's
in
good,
the
though.
Thing?
I like chocolate-covered raisins.
Yeah, mm. Like Raisinettes. This is basically Raisinettes and Goobers together.
I can't tell if I have heard of Chunky. Like, I would have gone to my grave never... remembering it, but if I've seen that packaging or if that packaging just reminds me of something else, because now that I see like the nuts and the raisins in it, this is not familiar at all. Yeah.
I know, I only know it from the Seinfeld episode,
really,
where Jerry gets the fleas.
Fleas?
Yeah, because Newman was eating Chunkies and he left the wrappers in the couch.
Yeah,
he said, "I know the Chunky who ate these Chunkies."
I think like this was a late 70s, early 80s, like big deal.
Really?
The Chunky
yeah,
bar.
More 70s.
Yeah.
Because I was pretty small.
So that means they're still manufacturing these things.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder if some of these
only
get made.
Only for Cracker Barrel.
Yes.
Really? Is it?
I wonder if it is, because I saw things there. You see things there that you're just not going to see so, in the candy aisle.
Like
I
old know, wooden rocking chairs.
Yeah.
I know a very small amount
they're plastic
about this,
now.
Because, of course, I do. But it's sort of like this this Cheerwine that I had Wheels bring me.
What's it called?
Cheerwine.
Cheerwine?
It's a regional cherry-flavored soft drink.
Oh.
And they have a lot of deals that they make
cheer?
With Cheer, C-H-E-E-R, Cheerwine. Hmm. They have a lot of, like, those kind of deals with the locally, you know, distributed stuff that
yeah.
is popular somewhere, but not really everywhere. And then they will sort of be able to distribute that nationally almost just because they're
yeah.
a national chain.
They have a wall, like a small, it's not a whole wall, but it's like a small section of all those kinds of soft drinks in the little glass bottles like they were when we went in the 70s.
Mostly regional root beers, but then they have a couple things like this that you can generally only get like wherever they're made.
I can't handle the Chunky.
I love
too
it.
Too much?
Really?
It's yeah,
like
it's good.
Dodging boogers.
That's the name of my punk
band. Those are goobers.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
33 DGS. We were just talking on the break about candy, and Amy brought back a memory for me talking about the hard crystal candy on a stick. I spent most of my life with bad credit, and I always say that it started in 1990 when I got my first cell phone and ran up $800 in charges the first month, and that got me started on my road to bad credit. But actually, that's not true. It started in seventh grade, and it was candy-related. My friend Joe Barton was in the German Club, and he sold those classic chocolate bars, the fundraising ones that came in the gold foil
oh,
you
yeah.
put on your desk.
Yeah.
And I was into him for who knows how much money. And then my friend Bill Miller and his twin sister would make suckers. And I was into them for quite a bit, too.
Oh, boy.
And I was just like, I'd see him coming down the hallway, and I'd avoid him. And
yeah. Dodge, yep.
yeah.
Use your speed. Get
yeah.
away.
Like, come on, Joe. Just give me one more. Front me until Friday.
That's funny.
What's the worst candy you ever liked? For example, I kind of had an affinity for the wax lips.
I know.
Oh.
Why did we like that?
Yeah.
Didn't they have juice inside them?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it was to me, it's probably those. It's the wax bottles
the wax
with the
bottles.
Juice.
Oh, the
oh,
wax.
That's
it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Then. That's yeah. probably the one
but then
what I would
chew
pick.
The bottle, too.
Yeah.
I would.
Oh, you always did it together, didn't you?
But
you just pop the bottle in your mouth and you start chewing and the juice comes out and then you
it's
spit it out.
It's kind of genius. No, I always drank it first.
Oh.
I wish I'd have thought of that, though.
Necco wafers.
Oh.
True story. Those used to work on the Illinois tollways as quarters.
Wow.
Come on.
I'm dead serious.
They did not.
Google it. I'm dead serious. I just
did you try it?
No, because I didn't know it until they shut it down.
Okay.
Until they fixed it.
Huh.
What a great
hack. For a while there was a time where you could use those on
wow.
the tollways.
But I
wow.
did kind of like those.
Have you guys ever heard of a baby bottle pop?
Are they like ring pops?
They're kind of like ring pop.
They look like a baby bottle.
It's a baby bottle, and there's sour powder in the bottle, and you flip it around and you dip it in.
Never had one, but I bought them for the kids.
Yeah. Those are pretty awful, but I love those.
Oh, Ring Pops. God,
I
bought Phoebe a million Ring Pops.
Love
and
Ring
here's
Pops.
The thing. They're great until you put them on a kid's finger. Uh-huh. And then they're like
covered in
hair.
Yeah.
Oh, gross.
The other ones that were always, well, they were pretty good, but they were just nothing. It was the little straws with sugar in them.
Pixie sticks.
Oh, yeah, the pixie sticks, yeah.
I got sent home from school once because of those. I won a like 3-foot long one for who knows what.
I remember those, yeah.
And on recess, I just did it. I mean, just took it down.
Yeah.
Nice.
And I was cornholio.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you guys ever do lick-a-sticks?
Yeah.
They
those
were like
yeah.
the white chalk, and then you like dip
and
them
dip
in the
it
powder
into the,
sugar.
Oh, yeah.
Fun dip.
Yeah.
Fun dip.
Yep. There is fun dip in my
What'd you call them? I call them lick-em-stick. I call them lick-em-sticks.
There was one called Lick-A-Maid.
Yeah, that was like the off-brand.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that makes sense.
I don't know why. We call it lick-a-sticks.
I had one called Lick This, Kid.
Whoa.
Those to me are Little League Baseball. Like, I'd get fun dips at Little League Baseball.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was fun.
Big
League Chew.
Yeah. Love Big League Chew.
I still buy that sometimes.
Yeah, it's really
I'll say
good.
The worst one that you like, you can't believe they actually did, but obviously it's of the time.
Were the cigarettes.
Were the candy cigarettes and the gum cigarettes where you could blow the smoke, the powdered sugar out like it was smoke.
What?
Yes.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, it was gum. It was gum in a little cigarette wrapper. And they had the white powdered sugar on it, like bubble gum from a baseball card.
I don't know about
this.
And
you could blow it out, and it would shoot out like smoke, and you're like, I'm smoking.
I feared those as much as I feared actual cigarettes, because I was so against cigarettes as a kid, because every single adult smoked them everywhere. But I was always just terrified that if I were eating a candy cigarette, someone would think I was smoking. Which was pretty easy to clear up, but I didn't want that connotation.
Did you guys all hate the not Jelly Belly, but just the big regular jelly beans that would like be in the bottom of your Easter basket?
The bottom of your Easter basket.
Yeah, you're like,
the last thing left.
Yes, just total trash in the plastic grass. You'd like not even worth fishing
out. Uh-huh.
Who else loves candy corn?
Oh. Disgusting.
Everybody.
I kind of don't mind it.
So yeah. I like candy corn for like the first like two or three.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is so good.
And why don't I eat these all the time?
Right. And then you get to the fourth one, you're like, oh, this is why.
Yeah, I remember. That's
what about the candy corn pumpkin shapes?
A little too much.
Yeah.
Too
the much. Autumnal mix.
I agree. Yeah.
The autumnal mix.
It's called the autumnal mix.
Yes, it is.
Mix.
And it's worse than just regular candy corn.
Oh, I thought of another terrible candy. Those circus peanuts.
Oh, I like them.
You do?
I do.
My dad loved those. Yeah.
They have a good snap.
I don't think I've ever had one.
Yeah. It's one of those, like, when I was a kid, I loved them. And then I'm like, oh, I saw my bottom and I ate it like two or three. I'm like, ugh.
I literally thought you had to prove that you've lived through the Great Depression before you were allowed to eat those, because those are awful. Like, the only person I knew who liked them were like, my grandma, right? And then
very
her friends.
People.
Yeah. And black licorice. The same thing. Like the OG black licorice. You don't like that, do you?
No. Okay. I don't like licorice at all. No.
You don't even like the red?
Don't like any
regular
licorice.
Twizzlers?
Oh, really? Not that either?
Mm-mm.
Wow.
What about Twizzlers pull and peel?
You can just keep asking questions.
But
no.
Dave,
ropes?
What about this other form of licorice?
Nerds ropes are the best. So good.
You know, there's another old person candy I'm kind of fond of, which is Werther's.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah.
My great-grandmother. She had the dish of Werther's when you came in the door, sitting by the door.
Yep.
Yeah, most old people, people don't know this, but it's a fact. I just learned this in my training. Most old people die with a butterscotch in their hand. So.
Really?
Yeah, well, that's true.
Yeah.
You know, come to think of it.
Is Werther's a butterscotch?
It's
kind of
like a caramel butterscotch.
Okay,
kind of thing.
Okay. I haven't had one in a long time, but I remember liking them.
My grandma also had like a bowl on like the credenza of
walnuts.
Unbranded like hard candy.
Yes, yeah.
It would all
stick into one piece of candy.
What about those chalk candies, whatever those were? Remember those? They were like slightly minty, but they were like the after dinner ones.
Oh,
and they
just kind of
talk
about them. They dissolve in your mouth. Yeah.
Yes,
I don't mind those.
Really?
I don't either.
Yeah.
I haven't had them in a long time, but I remember not liking them.
I ate some other old candy.
You know, speaking of this candy stuff, I'll tell you what's a gigantic waste of time is those big lollipops. The big suckers,
yes.
The big
yes.
circles.
So much work.
One?
I mean, I've gotten them as a kid and thought, what? I mean, you get...
Like the giant candy canes that are like...
Yeah. It looks like a great idea.
Yeah.
Is that absolute when the neighbor waste. Said you were pretty?
No, it was after that.
You're holding your giant foot-long lollipop.
He said I was pretty enough to be a girl.
And handed you the giant lollipop. It's
which pretty. Is a really nice compliment. If you think about it.
God.
Chris is coming around on this.
Yeah, we've seen an evolution.
Yeah.
The story started one way, now it's
Chris has found
different.
A new way to conquer his trauma, and that's just to decide it was all good, actually.
When I talk to my mom today, I'm going to ask her if she remembers that.
Hmm. Was she there?
I think so. I think she was in the kitchen with my dad.
Why was
and
he
this
in
guy.
Your house?
I don't know, just visiting. He was a neighbor.
Oh. I thought you, like, walked by. Like, I didn't know that he
no,
was
No, no, no. It was in the kitchen. And I know this. I never saw him again. So oh, maybe my parents...
Dad probably heard that. Maybe like, this guy's not
yeah,
coming over anymore.
Yeah, no more of that.
Other than saying you were pretty enough to be a girl, did he seem weird to you?
I don't remember.
Too long ago?
I mean, if he thought that, probably.
Man, as a guy who has good intentions but says weird stuff a lot, I really feel for... Like, because that guy might have just been trying to pay little Chris a compliment, but he said
no,
something weird.
No, there's a difference between saying to Ozzie Smith, I'm just a little boy.
That was weird.
And saying to a little boy, you look like a little girl. That's...
Yeah.
That's, how old were you?
Oh, kindergarten age or right before, something like that.
Yeah. That's never in life been said non...
No. Yeah, that's a weird...
By a non-diddler?
Yeah.
No.
You gotta be weird.
Jeez. Yeah. Was it objectively true?
Oh, yeah, I was beautiful.
Yeah. Kind of can't blame him, huh?
Right. I mean, come on.
My gosh.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're going to be that, I was nice. I was good.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to be that.
Let's not explore
yeah,
it, Dave.
Go ahead and elaborate that.
Yeah, Raj, bring it up, but let's not explore
can you,
that.
Can you lay it out in plain terms, please?
I was a pretty boy. That's what it was.
We might want to go to Rush.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we... The second segment in a row we had to cut out early. 150 DGS on KMOX. We went from, boy, what an hour. Gosh, this, I feel like I've lived a lifetime. We went from talking candy to hot dogs on the break.
Ooh.
And you say Costco sells more hot dogs.
Yeah, I didn't see the number, but Costco sells more hot. And this is an older story, well, but I just now am seeing it. Because you love hot dogs and you love Costco.
Yeah, I'm listening.
They sell more hot dogs per year than every MLB stadium combined.
Doesn't surprise me.
That's insane. Impressive.
I went to... it's not Costco, but it's a similar concept. The hot dog stays the same. Went to Sam's Club on Sunday, and I briefly considered, you know, maybe just take one home. You can save one for later. But the line was around the store on a Sunday afternoon. It was like a 40 or 50 person line for the little cafe for...
Wait, they have the same deal for hot dogs at Sam's?
Yeah, it's actually a better deal. It's slightly cheaper.
Oh. Wow, not only do they sell
and
more...
And a bigger soda, I think.
This story's from this May. They sell 10 times as many hot dogs a year as all of the 30 teams combined.
Oh, my gosh.
10 times.
Wow.
200 million hot dogs in 2023.
They have a
and that comes with a drink too.
And not to mention, you can buy. You don't just have to go to the cafe. You can buy like a
package of their.
Yeah,
dogs,
you can buy like an 8 or 10 pack of those same hot dogs that you can take home and cook or whatever.
How many hot dogs do I have to eat to make the membership worth it?
Hmm. Well, what's the membership wheels? It's like $60.
No, yeah, so. It's not the hot dogs don't make it worth it.
No. We talked to someone. I thought the guy said if you eat 51 hot dogs
a year,
yeah, a year, you'll get your money's worth.
Yeah, one a week.
Yeah, one a week. Take Christmas week off.
Yeah.
That is
my membership
easy.
Is well worth it.
Wow.
So what's a membership-ish?
I don't remember.
Isn't it like 65?
I thought
it's
so.
There's two that, levels, and I don't remember.
Wheels is the like platinum executive.
Yeah,
membership.
We got the cruise ship version.
I have the
Costco travel.
They do. They still do travel. I have the I care.
I have the Sam's Club
tires. I've gotten tires there that are really good.
Wait, what? What did you say, Andrew?
I said I have the Sam's Club Look But Don't Touch membership. It's about $2.
You know what?
I'm just allowed to look at things.
That's how we felt flying, like to our the first service members military, and it's like to our platinum and to our super gold, and like they were like down to silver. If you're sheet metal or pressed wood, like that's the level we were. We were the pressed wood.
So the gold membership is 65, and then the executive is 130.
What's the executive get you?
Well,
the tires?
Better rebates, I think. It's like more, you get rebates on more things.
Okay.
Rebates are such a lie.
Yeah.
Menards is so genius. I like Menards, but their whole 11% rebate on everything and their advertised prices, like it after the rebate, it's just genius.
Yeah.
Because most people are like me. They're floaters. They're not going to turn in that rebate.
No.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, that's exactly what they're counting on. Yeah. A rebate is...
It's not really a rebate. You get like 2% back up to a certain amount. So if you buy a bunch of stuff there, then you're going to get that back, which ends up in the end basically paying for the membership.
I have a game at Menards when I go, and it's like I try to find the right spot and position in Menards that you can see the most interesting combination of things. Mm. Like one time I was looking at spatulas, toilets, and Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Wow.
All available. Like, yeah.
You could use those at the same time.
Yeah.
I love taking the carts up the escalator.
Yes, the cart escalator.
There are some Targets that have that.
Really?
Do we have one here like that?
Yeah, the Hampton Village one, or the Hampton one has a cart escalator.
That's cool. The first one I went to of that was in Chicago, and I just thought that was like...
It's wild.
This is the future.
You can tell we're all from small towns in Illinois. We're like, holy cow.
I know.
You can put your cart on the escalator. And you ride up alongside it, and you just stare at it like, wow, this is amazing.
That's how I feel about the Deerbergs.
What if I get there before my cart?
What if it gets there before me?
The first time I went to Menards, and I was unaware of this, and I saw an old man going up it with his, and I almost filmed him. I'm like, oh, this is going to go viral.
What's going to happen?
This is
going to
go viral.
Look at this idiot.
Every person's dream going viral.
Well, I was amazed when I saw the Deerbergs. It's at 270 in Manchester, and it has a parking garage. I'm like, what is this? Is this what it's like to live in New York?
New York City.
New York City. There's a parking garage in the grocery store.
Well, Jim, look at that.
And then Chris shared on the break that when he was in sixth grade, he grew a mullet and permed the back.
Hell yeah. Nice. What do they call that? Bro, I don't know.
Per mullet.
I wasn't the only one who had something like that, though. I'm pretty sure.
No, that's about the time you start experimenting.
I had a spiky, it's spike on top and perm in the back.
So is that, you know the old mullet saying, right? You know, like business on top, party on the back?
Yeah, whatever that is.
What is it when you have the spike on top and the curls on the back?
Hell, bro, I don't know. The whole thing, it's just meth.
These guys know this story well. I'll tell it quickly, but when I was in high school, my hair was pretty long. Not as long as the girls, but pretty long. And I let my girlfriend's aunt, who was a beautician, what they called it back then, give me a perm. Mm. And I was picturing like Sammy Hagar on the cover of 20th Century Man or Robert Plant. And what happened was all the hair I had cinched up into a ball. I'm not exaggerating, about the size of a tennis ball. And it looked like cotton candy on the top of my head. And I knew, I was 17, I knew, like, you're going to be bald by the time you're 22. You ever seen the movie Nothing But Trouble, those giant babies? That's what I look like. I don't know that I've ever fallen farther quicker. Because I went into the bathroom, I'm like, you're going to be gorgeous. Yeah. And it was just...
Oh, no.
Yeah. I look like a mega church pastor who came from an inbred family.
So just a mega church.
Wow. Tell you guys about BioBalance Health. Reminder, guys, we need to do our little tests. Need to do the Neutrogens.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll get that done, and all we're going to have to do is just open up a box, read the instructions, spit into a little vial, send it off. They will do all of the testing of the DNA, not the blood types or anything. It's your DNA customized to you, and the test will come back. And while I don't understand it exactly, obviously, Dr. Maupin will sit with each of us and share things like our genetic markers for obesity or for diabetes or for exercise, like and specific foods. Like, these type of foods are going to agree with you. These type of foods are not going to agree with you. So it really is just one more arrow in the quiver to get you in the best shape you possibly can be, regardless of your age. It's called Neutrogen. It's on sale right now for $225, which is $150 off. Remember, you can get the testosterone pellets like Trish and I have been for like 5 years now. You can also go right next door to BioBalance Skin, Botox and fillers and chemical peels and such. Find all things Dr. Maupin at BioBalanceHealth.com.
Join the movement to end breast cancer on October.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.